भगवते वासुदेवाय नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयं वीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 7. Indra affronts Brihaspati. Text 25. Tat Vishwarupam Bhajatasu Vipram तपस्वीनं त्वाष्ट्रं तथात्मवन्तं सभाजितो अर्थान् स विधास्यति भो यदि क्षमिष्वध्वम् उतास्य कर्ण तद्विश्वरूपं भजतासु विप्रम् तपस्विनां त्वाष्ट्रं यथात्मवन्तम् सभाजितार्थान् सविधास्यते भो यदि क्षमिष्यध्वम् तास्य कर्म तद्विश्वरूपम् भजतासु विप्रम् तपस्विनां त्वाष्ट्रं यथात्मवन्तम् सभाजितार्थान् सविधास्यते भो यदि क्षमिष्यध्वम् तास्य कर्म तद्विश्वरूपं भजतासु विप्रम् तपस्विनं त्वाष्ट्रं यथात्मवन्तम् सभाजितार्थान् सविधास्यते भो यदि क्षमिष्यध्वम् तास्य कर्म तद्विश्वरूपम् भजतासु विप्रम् तपस्विनं प्रश्रम् अथात्मवन्तम् स्वभाजितोऽर्थांश विधास्यते भो यदीक्षंशद्भूतास्य कर्म। एनीवन लाइक्स टू चैंट स्वरूपं भजता सुविप्रं तपस्विनां त्वष्ट्रं यथात्मदन्तम् स्वभाजितार्थां स विधास्यते भो यदीक्षं स्वद्भूतास्य कर्म। तद्विश्वरूपं भजतासु विप्रं as guru asu immediately vipram who is a perfect brahmana tapasvinam undergoing great austerities and penances twastram the son of twasta atha as well as Atmabantam, very independent, Sabhajita, being worshipped, Artham, the interests, Saha, he, Vidhasyate, will execute, Vaha, of all of you, यदि एक क्षमिष्यध्वं यू टॉलरेट उत इंडीड अस्य हिज कर्म एक्टिविटीज टू सपोर्ट दी दैत्यस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्टपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन ओ डेमिगॉड्स आई इंस्ट्रक्ट यू टू अप्रोच विश्वरूप द सन ऑफ त्वष्टा एंड एक्सेप्ट हिम एज योर गुरु। ही इज ए प्योर एंड वेरी पावरफुल ब्राह्मण अंडर गोइंग ऑस्टेरिटी एंड पिनेंसेस। प्लीज्ड बाय योर वर्शिप ही विल फुलफिल योर डिजायर्स प्रोवाइडेड दैट यू टॉलरेट his being inclined to side with the demons. Purport. Lord Brahma advised the demigods to accept the son of Tosta as their spiritual master. Although he was always inclined towards the benefit of the asuras. Only two sentences. Hare Krishna. Omagyana Tumirandhasya ज्ञानंजने सलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। Sri Chaitanya Manohristam Sthapitam Janabhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Bande Aham Siguru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Siguru Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namune Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Dushatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurati Senamaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavane Swari Vishadhani Sute Devi Pranamani Haripri Vamsa Kalpatari Vrasya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitani Padani Bhe Vaishnavibhyo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadhu Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tad Vishwarupam Bhavatasu Vipram Tapasvinam Tvashtram Yathatmi Bantam Subhajitarthan Savidhasyatebhe Yadikhyamishwadhyam Tashyakaram O Demigods, I instruct you to approach Vishwarupa, the son of Tvashta, and accept him as your guru. He is a pure and very powerful Brahmana, undergoing austerity and penances. Pleased by your worship, he will fulfill your desires, provided that you present his being inclined to side with the demons. So these words, or this verse spoken by Brahma. Lord Brahma is also head of our sampradaya, Brahma sampradaya. Because we have already heard in previous verses how Indra offends Brihaspati. Brihaspati was spiritual master of demigods. And one time when he came to the assembly of demigods, Vishwadharma Sabha, that is the assembly of demigods, when Brihaspati entered the assembly, so it was duty of Indra immediately pay him respect. At least he should stood up and just fold his hand, at least pay respect to his spiritual master. But he was very, because Yavapanti Maharani says, Janma, Aisarjya, Sutra, Sivir, Edamana, Madha, Kumam. So here that, because Indra was thinking he was born in the aristocratic family, as a son of Aditi and Kashyapa, and he is king of demigods. Janma Aisarya. And he was thinking, I am the most beautiful. Demigods are very extremely beautiful. And he was very learning, but thinking, I am demigod, I am also most learning person. So we see many times Indra did such mistakes. Even he commit mistakes in Govardhan Lila, he could not understand who is Krishna. Because when someone is just have all these material appearances, material facilities for sense gratification, it is because it is Bhoga Loka. This Swarga Loka is called main day also. So much opulence for sense gratification. So time to time, demigods like the king of demigods, Indra, he forgets the situation of Krishna and also situation of spiritual master, the Brihaspati. That's why in Prabhupada remarked in the previous verse that but in the because Brahma also wanted to point out the demigod is that by the strength of the Guru one can become most powerful within this world. And by the displeasure of Guru one can lose everything. This is confirmed by a song of Bhishma Chakravarti Thakur. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasada jasya aprasada navati kutopi chasidamitaya ki jai krishna malaram by the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Shastra, we have seen so many examples in this collection. And so, that's why, because of Indra's offense, Brihaspati just disappeared. He rejected all the demigods as his disciples, specifically Indra as his disciple. Just disappeared. And then Indra could understand. after some time, he understood that, oh, I have committed such a great mistake, such a great offense. I did not pay my respect to my spiritual master, so he just disappear. And now he could understand that now, taking this opportunity, definitely demons will attack us. They are always fighting between demons and demigods. They are brothers. The father is same. One father, who? Kashyapa Muni. And mother is two. The demigods are son of Aditi. And the demons are son of Diti and also another wife of Kashyapa, Danu, Daitya Danava, they call it. So, but still there is a competition. Who will be the king of heavenly planet? Heavenly planet is so much opulence for sense gratification. And though the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, appointed Indra as the king of heaven, but demons always try to acquire their position. So now Indra, he could understand that now seeing that my misfortune, that my spiritual master rejected me, so now I am useless, so the demons must attack me. So it was practically happened and my Supracharya immediately advised the demons, now the opportunity to attack the demigods. And when they declare war, then the demons declare war and very easily the demigods were defeated. Being defeated and injured, they finally take shelter of Brahma. They come to Brahma and save us. Grandfather, he is known as Pitamaha. Please save us from the attacks of demons. Then Brahma just advising them. In this period, starting from verse 21 up to verse 25, and coming verses also, Brahma was speaking. He advising the universe,
how to deal with the situation. First chastise the believers, you are such fools. Why you have offended a great Brahmana and who is your spiritual master, doing everything? And that by the spiritual master mercy, and you are just sitting, Indra is sitting as the king of demigods. Though the demigods are not pure devotees, they are Sakana bhaktas. They are worshipping, taking shelter of Vishnu, because they know that without Vishnu's, Lord Vishnu's mercy, no one can achieve success. No one can become successful in their attempt, even in sense gratification. Without Lord Vishnu's sanction, no one can get any facilities, material or spiritual, anything. So that's why just they are under shelter of Vishnu. So Brahma was just advising Indra. So now they are very humble. Demigods being after defeated by the demons and by folding hands, they are injured, and now they become very humble, and with folding hands they are asking Brahma to help them. So that's why Brahma, after chastising them, how to deal with the situation, Brihaspati already disappears from here. He is being disrespected by Indra. So unless getting blessings from a Brahmana or Vaishnava or spiritual master, no one can achieve success in life. So that's why Brahma is advising, you can accept another Brahmana in which you have to deal with the situation temporarily. And the Brihaspati, after Brihaspati's return. But in the meantime, you can accept shelter of another Brahmana, that is, I am recommending his name. If he pleased and bless you, by his blessings, again you become powerful. So, but Brahma is also warning them in this verse that I am recommending you go to the shelter of the son of Tushta, who is he? Vishwarupa. I instruct you to approach Vishwarupa, the son of Tushta, and accept him as your guru or spiritual master. Though Brihaspati is a permanent spiritual master, but for temporary situation, dealing situation, you can accept him. Because gurus are also Sikhya gurus and also Diksha gurus. One should see the both gurus in same platform, Sikhya gurus and Diksha gurus. So he is pure and very powerful. Brahma is telling this Vishwarupa is very powerful and he is very pure, because he has all the Brahmanical qualities. Sama, Dama, Tapa, Saucha, Khyanti, Ajama, Ivacha, Jnana, Vijnana, Astikyan, Brahma, Karma, Subhavajam. He is full control of our senses, of our mind. Sama, Dama, Tapa, he is apart from great austerities, who is very austere, undergoing austerity and penances. Tapa, Saucha, he is very clean. Tapa, Saucha, Sama, Dama, Tapa, Saucha, Khyanti, Arjava, he is very tolerant. In this verse, this main point is that tolerance. Brahma told them, he has all Brahmanical qualities and he is very powerful. Pleased by your worship, you demigods, if you worship him nicely, he will fulfill your desires. If he is pleased with you, then if he bless you, then all your purpose will fulfill. You will become again powerful. But Brahma gave them warning also, provided that you tolerate his being inclined to side with the demons also. Tushta also said that he likes both. He likes demigods also, he likes demons. Sama satrayucha mitrecha tatha manapamanayo sita usna sukha dukkesu samasanga nivarjita. Generally, a devotee also like that, he sees both his enemies and his friends in equal eye. But here is Tushta is a Because his father was a missionary hero. Vishwarupa, his father was a demigod and mother was in demon side. So he is affection for both. The uncle's side and also. So yes, we'll read this after the forthcoming verses. How Prashta was doing Jagya for believers to please Vishnu, then he was also when he offering oblations, he was chanting. Indra Yashwaha, but in very little voice, as a very loud little Indra Yashwaha, and very in silent, very little voice, suddenly he also tell Hiranyakashipu Swaha. But Brahma gave warning, you have to tolerate this. Don't tell anything. Then after that, he will be pleased and bless you, then your purpose will be fulfilled. But we will see after also. Indra could not tolerate. When he saw this, immediately he killed his priest. Again, first, just a little misbehave to Brahaspati. But here he killed his priest. He killed Vishwarupa in the spot. Any little disturbance in his sense gratification, Indra could not tolerate. But Prabhupada is writing that tolerance, we must tolerate. Because the foremost quality of a Vaishnava is what? Titikshava. Titikshava, Karanika, Sruhuda, Sarvadahinam, Ajata, Satra, Vasanta, Sadhava, Sadhulusana. These are the ornaments of a sadhu, but the first quality of a sadhu is Titikshava, tolerance. Tunadapi sunichena, taro rapi sahishnuna, amanina, manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is telling you, have to wear this verse, Vaishnava, if you want to Vaishnava, then always remember this verse. You have to be tolerant. Tolerant like more than a, what? No, you have to, that is a, you become more tolerant than a tree. You become more humbler than grass. Why more, how can one become more humbler than grass? Grass was just on the field and walking. Let's say, not objecting, just going down. But sometimes we see the grass has been a little longer and we are walking, just come down, but we go a little farther and look back. The grass again, again stop. So we have to be like that. Sometimes we see Vaishnavas in front, then we just flutter, we talk so many things very nicely. Then on the back side, we criticize. This is not recommended. Similarly, the tree, how can one become more tolerant? Tolerant than a tree? One lecture, Prabhupada was telling, the scientist in Calcutta, who Jagdish Chandra Bose, was botanist. He invented a machine and he took when some people's go with some weapons or some cutting machine to cut a tree, but whether the tree was reacting or not, he saw with this machine, tree is reacting. Whether he is beautiful, but he is helpless, cannot do anything, cannot practically. That's why, but Vaishnava, when he will be, they are beaten by the Haridasakura, beaten in 22 marketplaces. Still he was not reacting, he was still peaceful. Still he was praying. And the people, they were attacking him and beating him, still he was praying, because Sudarshan was praying in the sky. But he was praying, please, excuse these people, they don't know anything. They are simply ignorance. Please excuse them, they are Vaishnava. So that way Prabhupada remarking that we must develop this quality of tolerance. Brahma advised the demigods, you must tolerate. Vishwarupa is a good, is a nice brahmana, he is a qualified brahmana. By his blessings again you can become powerful, but also you be careful. But he is being a Vaishnava, he sees equal. He sees demigods also same and demons same platform. So you should tell that. You cannot think that Vishwarupa only favor you and not favor to demons. You have to tolerate that. So anyhow, today also this broadcast also Dharmatma Prabhupada was arranging the class. He told me also to speak something about what? Boat festival. So the boat festival is for the pleasure of Radha Shyama Sundar. Who is the enjoyer? Krishna is the enjoyer. He is the enjoyer. And all of us to be enjoyed by Krishna. We are Prakriti. And he is Purusha. He is an enjoyer. So generally this boat festival of Radha Krishna, it is performed in two places. Mentioned by Sapiti Goswami literature and by our scholars. In Jamuna and also Manasi Ganga. So I think this water pond here, look at this water is filled, it's caught here. So this looks, it is not Jamuna because water is not flowing. Jamuna is always flows. So how this water is looking? Just Manasi Ganga appeared here for the pleasure of Radha Shyama Sundar. So Manasi Ganga, where is Manasi Ganga? Is in the feet of Govardhan. Because Govardhan in this Braja, there are three famous hills. Govardhan, Barsana and Nandagram. Nandagram is Lord Shiva himself is Nandagram. To carry the dust from the Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram is head. And Barsana is Brahma. Brahma has a great desire to have the dust from the feet of Radharani to have a darshan of Radharani, lotus feet. So Brahma, following the instruction of the Supreme Lord, he was a hill, Barsana hill, the Brahma. And Govardhan is Lord Vishnu himself. So there is no difference between Vishnu and or Krishna and Govardhan. So just like in feet of Vishnu, who is playing? Ganga. Ganga is playing from the lotus feet of Vishnu. Similarly, Govardhan's feet, that is the feet where is Jamuna, sorry, where is Govardhan, this Manasi Ganga is placed in, that is feet of Govardhan. Mathura Mahatma, Guru Goswami is telling, if you want to do parikrama, if you want to circumnavigate someone, you have to start from his feet. That's why Sanatana Goswami, when he was doing parikrama, every day he come, he will take bath in Manasi Ganga, that is Mahaprabhu also did. He took bath and take darshan of Haridev, who was the presiding deity of one of the main four deities of Braja. So, Sanatana Goswami, after taking bath in Manasi Ganga, then taking darshan of Haridev, then he starts parikrama and also ends parikrama there. So the feet of Govardhan, feet of Govardhan is Manasi Ganga. So you see here is also Govardhan, Vidaji also in altar, Krishna Govardhan altar, there is also Vidaji, Govardhan. So here is, for the pleasure of Radha Shyama Sundar, you see this, today in this beautiful pond, Manasi Ganga is just appeared here. We look at like that. This water is also looking like that, little pinkish color. So our acharya like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Govardhan Ashtakam, he mentioned about this boat festival in Manasi Ganga. Jatraiva Ganga Manunadhirada Maroya Madhitunyatmanaukaha Krishna Hiradhanu Galeva Bhausa Govardhanami Visatamabhishtam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Govardhan Ashtakam, he composed Govardhan Ashtakam, like he composed also Guru Ashtakam. So in that Ashtakam, in sixth verse, is writing, Vishwanath Chakravarti is writing, O Govardhan, you may fulfill all my desires. Then what is your desire? To have pure love for Radha and Shyama Sundar. So in this verse, he is glorifying Manasi Ganga, where Radha and Krishna enjoy their boat festival. Because there is sometimes the gopis, they come in from Barsana side, from Barsana, and other side Govardhan market, just other side. So they come, then they, if they come to other side of Govardhan, at the other the market, then have to either climb over the Govardhan Hill or have to circumvent the Govardhan Hill to come. But in between there is Manasiganga also. One can come other side by just simply boating on a Manasiganga, then come to other side. So many times the gopis in Mani, they come with their WhatsApp card and milk card and butter, ghee, so many all milk products, and they want to sell it in Govardhan market, come to other side. So knowing this and knowing Krishna will come disguising himself as a boatsman, as a boatman. And he is selected as a very old and damaged boat. He will take. But he will cover it with nice leaves, palas leaves. It means some another verse that is by Rupa Goswami in Staravali. He looked at this is very old and damaged boat. But Krishna very with his intelligence covered it with nice palas leaves. Leaves. And it looks from outside as if it was very nice decorated. So then gopis will come and Krishna will just sit there with his instrument for boating day boat. Then gopis will approach Krishna, knowing that thinking that he is a boatsman. Oh boatsman, please help us. We want to go other side. So can you boat? First only hesitate. No. Then after it, okay. If you want to go to boat, you have to fast pay tax. You have to pay fast. Because we don't have anything. We'll come, give you a return. After selling all this thing, then we'll get return in return in here. No, I don't believe. I have no faith on all of you. You may go and sell there and you can go in other way. You can just circumvent the Govardhan and left. You have to pay first. Then there is some quarrel. I'm going this is specifically Lalita will come as the leader of the gopis, then some quarrel. Then finally, then I did, okay, then you should give some meal product, at least I am hungry. I'm so hungry, I have no strength now to ride the boat, to drive the boat. So please, no, how can we give all our, we are taking it for selling, and the person who will take it from us, he will see that the plot is already contaminated. So no one will purchase from us. No. Finally there was something, okay, you can give me after Krishna's birth. Well, I will see after. Somehow or other the gopis will enter the boat, then Krishna will tie. Krishna with his, what is called? Boating over, start. Then later he will come, very slowly, sometimes he will have a sleep. Just fall down. I was sleeping, I am tired, I am whole night. Then gopis, what type of a boatsman you are? Just tell him. Then you come to, then you go, okay. Then you come to the middle of the, just what Manasiganga, just in the middle. Then you tell now, then he is just fainted, fall down, sleep. What happened? I am telling you, I have not eaten anything, I am so weak, I have no strength. Now you have to give something me for eating. Without it, I have no strength. How can I ride the boat? So finally, gopis agree to okay, we will give some product. Give some butter, some milk. Then Krishna will
eat everything, sir, from all parts. And after eating, one must try again little driving. But very intelligently, Krishna, before he made a hole, right, in the middle of the boat. No one knows the gopi did not know. After driving something, then he again sleep. He told, okay, I am so tired, now all of you should massage my feet. Some gopi, you should massage my feet, I am so old, I am very tired, someone should massage my head. Then I will get a relief from my suffering, then I will start again. The gopi told, we will throw you now into the water, and we cannot massage you. What are you telling, thinking? We will throw you now on the water of this Mansinga. Then Krishna will again wake up, then very tactfully he again fell down, then he will open the hole, then he was blocked, with some clothes and some leaves, he blocked the, then he opened the hole. Then water immediately come inside. He told, oh, now my boat is going to sink in this water, it will be drowned. Oh, what do you just throw from past you, water is coming now? Now the words are, your pots are so heavy, throw your all pots now into water, otherwise you all drown now. Gopi become very fearful. First they throw all their milk pot, all their butter pot, everything. They told, these ornaments are also very heavy. Throw them all. Finally, they know whether they're big bundles in their feet, they have to. Then you drive while in such a way, Krishna, brutally, just like, just like happy by the arrangement of Krishna, or by Jagannath, then like heavy wind will come. Everything all around is black, black clouds, the whole sky. Everyone come to the other side, gopis become very fearful. Now, this any moment, this boat will drown in the water. So, a fearful situation, and then in the meantime, Krishna will drive the boat in such a way, just don't do me. The answer is that any time it will, just water will come inside. So, being very fearful, Radharani just come and just. But Lalita was very intelligent. He could understand. This guy is none other than Shyama Sundar. So he just snatched Radharani's hand and Lalita will take and just put one hand on it, on shoulder of the boatman. Then Radharani, after putting her hand on the shoulder of Krishna, could understand this man is united, real boatman, he is Krishna. So immediately Radha and Krishna, they embrace each other and just sit down, then the group gopis, they clap hands, they will dance, then immediately a cloud has gone. And the storm will vanquished, everything was there. And it was just sky is clear and everything, then they made a fun. Then Jagannath's arrangement, then immediately island appeared in the middle of Mansinga. There's nice kunja and decorated by Vrinda or by Purnimasi's Jagannath's arrangement. Then Sakhis will take Radha and Krishna to that kunja and then very nice festival. Before we are also doing like that here, I mean we did the community making one place, but it's very small. So in this way, in Mansinga, Radha and Krishna, they are enjoying their both pastimes. So there is also mentioned, the same thing also mentioned by Rupa Goswami in his Stabhavali. Jasya Madhava Madhiko Rasavati Radhayo Radhantare Madhye Chanchalate Nupata Baramatra Sahim Stavatya Stutaham Swadhishtan Paramadare Bahati Shajasmin Mame Jannavi Kastam Chinna Tannaha Navadam Pati Pati Hudam Govardhanam Asraye. Prabhupada also, I am mentioning the same pastimes, but in other way.
same Vasudeva equally. That Vishwa Chakrati mentioned, and Sri Pukasana Vishwam also mentioned Madhava Nabhiko. Who are the Nabhiko? Both men? So Madhava. Means the same Madhava and Vasavati Radha. Radha come to just cross of her boat. And in this way they both enjoy the boat first. So Abhishtam Paramadare Bhavati. To fulfill these desires of Radha and Krishna, this Manasi Ganga is just flowing in between the Govardhan hill. Paramadare Bhavati Sa Jasmin Manajanvani. The Manasi Ganga is flowing. And in that water, both Radha and Krishna, they enjoyed their boat, their water pastimes, their boat, specifically the boat festivals, with their sakhis, the Navadampati. The Navadampati is who? Radha and Shyama Sundar. So, I am taking shelter of such a glorious hill, named as Govardhan. And also, this same pastime is also mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakara. Bhakti Ratnakara by Narahari Chakravarti. He mentioned also, Sri Radhika Ailena Sakhi Gana Sane Tasabare Agusari Krishna Ane Isthane Manasi Gangare Ghate Mulkalaya Karana Sabare Pare Nabika Haya Sri Radhika Sahatha Adbhuta Vilasa Lalita Bi Sakhi Purna Kaila Vilasa. In Bhakti Ratnakara, fifth taranga, fifth chapter. This verse also, Naravarta Chakravarti Thakur also composing. This particular ghat, that Radharani, they come with sakis, with milk powers, with the cars and butter and milk products, a particular ghat. This ghat is known as Paranga ghat, also the Chakratirtha. Chakratirtha, now it is called the Chakraswar Mahadev. Now it look. We are calling it Chakaleswar Mahadev. Gradually this, this word from Chakra is come Chakaleswar, Chakaleswar Mahadev. That is also Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kuti. And the Chakaleswar Mahadev is Shiva temple is still there. And the particular ghat, that is the place where Sakhis were coming and approaching Krishna to cross the Manasi Ganga, come to other side. So that is the particular ghat. That is the Acharya mentioning. So, when Sakhis come, then Krishna Das sitting there as a boatsman. Same pastimes also mentioned here in Bhakti Ratnakara. So, Krishna just before come and he was sitting as boatsman. Then, Manasi Gangare ei ghate mulkalaya karana savare para nabikahaya. In this particular ghat, place, that Krishna disguising himself as a boatsman, he just enjoyed the pastimes with gopis and boat pastimes with gopis and Radha. So, Sri Radhika Sahayatha Adbhuta Virasa. Instead of Adbhuta means wonderful pastimes Krishna performed in the water of Jaman, water of this Manasi Ganga, Sakhi Saha with Radha, with the other sakhis and Radha, Radhika Sahayatha Adbhuta Virasa. Krishna with Radharani, he different wonderful pastimes they enjoyed in the water of Manasi Ganga. And Lalita the Sakhigana Purna Kaila Virasa. All the sakhis they become very jubilant, very happy seeing the Radha and Krishna's intimate pastimes. So, in this way, also this proofs in scriptures that Radha Krishna, they perform their boat festivals in water of Manasi Ganga. So, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes also, any example where Mahaprabhu himself also become a boatsman, have any example that Mahaprabhu himself become a boatsman and drive a boat, where? Kalna, he is telling Kalna, because one time Mahaprabhu and Nityananda they come, because long times they did not come to Govindas Pandit, Yasuvava Subhara Sakha, in Krishna pastimes. And Mahaprabhu Oh, Nityananda, let's go to see Gorillas. For a long time we did not meet him. Then they are in the reverse other side, Ganga is in between. One side is Kalna, the place where Gurudas Pandit and Sujidas Pandit were staying. And the other side of the village was Harinati Gram, this is the village. From the other side we had to cross the river. And when they come there, you know, no boatsmen, nothing. But some boats, one boat was there, just in sight of Ganges. So, Lord Chaitanya called Nityananda themselves just loaded themselves. They come inside the boat and Lord Chaitanya took what? The oar. The oar. They took this driving instrument. Then he himself started driving the boat. They come to other side. To meet whom? Gurudas Pandit. Nice pastimes. Gurudas Pandit become very happy, very jubilant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him this oar. He told, keep it. I just use this oar to cross over this Ganges. Now, you take this oar and you must be take a vow to preach everywhere the Krishna consciousness. Then he gave him also a Gita, Bhagavad Gita. Mahaprabhu's own handwriting. You can go to Gurudas Pandit's house, you can see. The Mahaprabhu told this, I am giving these two things, this Bhagavad Gita and this oar. Because I crossed the Jammu and this Ganges with the help of this oar. So I am giving this Bhagavad Gita. So you should preach everywhere to make the conditioned souls to cross over the Veda river or the Bhavasagar. Cross over the cycle of birth and death. So you should preach also. In this way there is no other pastimes, but so this boat festival is here specifically for the pleasure of Radha Shyama Sundar. You must remember this. So a nice festival is so nicely decorated around for the pleasure of Radha Shyama Sundar. So we all must glorify also to whom? Radha Shyama Sundar. Different types of devotees. Some get pleasure by seeing something, festival. Some gopis there, they are not practically dancing grass dance, but stay far away. Then seeing the Radha Krishna dancing and gopis, they just clap him and dance, they get pleasure. Some of them, they practically took part in dancing and all these things. So today also, they were most fortunate, the intimate of Radha Krishna, they will go to water and they just take part in boat. They're dragging the boat around, seeing very close to Radha Shyama Sundar. But others who are sitting from far, and we are also in the festival, we are clapping. By our clapping, our dancing, our chanting, we also please Radha Shyama Sundar. The boat festival also needs to sing and glorifying Krishna, Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranamara Jugala Kishwara Jivani Marani Bhakti Arnahi Muro. Narthunda Stav telling Radha and Krishna, they are my life and soul. In this life and life after, I have no other shelter. Your lotus feet is my only shelter. That is the goal of all Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas, so but aim must not enjoy, we should not be in enjoying, and we must be in the mood of serving the Lord. Hare Krishna. So any question or comment? Because I'm finishing time. The time is over little.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for this class. What's the right way of saying? The demigods were Sakam Bhats and now they are Mishkan Bhats, or what's the right way of saying it? Because we normally say Devtas are Sakam Bhats, so they never get an opportunity to become Mishkan Bhattas.
क्षीणे पूर्णे वर्ती लोकम
विशंति
हाउ द यूनिवर्स एक्वायर दैट पोजीशन बाय देयर बाय सर्टेन हाउ कैन वन बिकम एंगर इति पात्रम 100 असमध्य यज्ञ वर्ष इंद्र वाज वेरी ऑलवेज वेरी विजय टू समान इज पात्रम असमध्य यज्ञ He could not tolerate. He would think, oh, he is able to have, do 100 asanas of yajna, then he will take me equivalent position. He always, even Pitya Maharaj's case, he said, Papa 99 asanas of yajna. The last one, he again and again just telling me, horse. So Brahma came, he told her, let's go. It's so much fearful. Pitya Maharaj, you are not hankering for a post of Indra, why you are? And disturbing him, just be pacified. So anyhow, so they are all the demigods got that permission, not by devotional service, by their own pious deeds. So devotee is not one time in Mayapur, one devotee asks Srila Prabhupada, told Prabhupada, you have accepted so many disciples, all of them returned back to Godhead. Prabhupada just took little time when it actually they will return back to Godhead, they were strictly following my instructions. I told them to follow prerogative principles, chant 16 round, they and in Bhagavatam class, Guru Bhai and this, they were following my instructions strictly, they will return back to Godhead. And after little some time, then Prabhupada told, actually, 80% of them simply become demigods in next life. But they will get chance also to go to. If someone by performing devotional service events to heavenly planet, then he will go from there, like go to Kumara, he can go upwards. But someone by karmakanda, by pious activities also could be reaching this heavenly planet. They have to fall down. Khine purni, varthi lokam, visanti. Okay, devotional service never vanquished, not you always in stuck. Even if you become a demigod, but then again from there you go higher. He could remember Krishna, by mercy of Krishna. But sometimes by karma kanda, by pious activity, someone goes to heavenly planet, then he has to khire purni martyalukam, he has to fall down. Okay, any other question? ओके मंत्रासन भागवतम की जय शैल प्रभुपाद की जय श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर फेस्टिवल की जय हरे कृष्ण